It's Beat, it's Sunday. You are listening to the Sunday Grill. And my first guest this morning is Kilkenny born. And along with her Wexford boyfriend, she takes on a massive challenge in just over a week's time. Aisling Costello and Connor Jones become the new caretakers of the Great Blasket Island on April 1st. And Aisling joins me on the Sunday Grill this morning to tell us all about it. You're very welcome, Aisling.
Hi, thanks so much. Good morning.
Time is ticking.
Time is ticking, I know. Yeah, it's all happening very, very fast.
Have you been packing or what have you been doing?
I have not been packing, I'm afraid. That's the thing now. I woke up this morning kind of bolted upright. I was like, I need to start that now all today. Because Connor is away in the UK at the moment, so he already has a lot of his done already.
Okay.
So yes, I'm sitting here looking at piles of things that surround me.
And how is this working for you? Are you moving out of where you live? You're in Cork City at the moment. Are you like closing a door on that chapter, or do you come back to that house?
No, thank God. Okay. I'm subletting the room.
Brilliant.
So, great. Yeah, because I need to have somewhere to come back to, unfortunately.
Exactly. And you don't want to have to bring everything that you own on a boat over to an island.
Exactly, yeah. So, and I love where I live in Cork.
Lovely.
So I would be devastated to let go of it. So, yeah,
okay.
Just subletting.
Let's wind it back now. When did you apply to be the caretakers on Great Blasket Island?
Well, we were ready for the application for a long time.
Oh, okay.
So I think the application actually opened in January.
Mm-hmm.
But we had our application ready since maybe October or November.
Okay.
Yeah, we were very, very, very keen. So we'd spend a lot of evenings kind of refreshing the page, being like, when is that going to come up? So then we kind of thought that we had actually already missed it, maybe. And then finally it opened up in January.
And why did you want to be ready to go? Like, did you know someone else who had experienced it? Or because you've never been on the island before, have you?
No, I haven't. Okay. I know, which is funny. But, you know, we spend a lot of time kind of in the great outdoors on islands and stuff anyway. It's just the Great Blasket. We just haven't made it to yet. We've been ready to go for a long time. I've wanted to do it for years and years. And then it always kind of seems very far away. Like, it's very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thousands and thousands of people apply. I think before they started capping it, so they cap it now at 300 applications.
Okay.
And so that's why we wanted to make sure we got in so early, because we didn't want to miss it. But before that, there had been applications. I think there was like 80,000 applications.
Wow. Imagine.
Yeah.
And so you know what you're getting yourself into, really, don't you? Or do you?
I do, yeah, I think so. I think we're fairly well prepared for it in terms of, like, we know what to expect and what not to expect to be out there, you know. It's not going to be exactly the lap of luxury, but that's kind of what we're excited for. We want the kind of adventure side of us.
So you'll have no hot water. You will have mobile coverage, that's right. Or you won't have mobile. You will have, okay.
And you'll have coverage, but no Wi-Fi or anything like that.
Okay, so you won't be Instagramming to beat the band or anything?
No, not to beat the band. Now, I'm sure we'll be doing a small bit, you know, we'll be helping to run the social media for the island over there as well.
Okay.
So we won't be completely disconnected, but I think we're both kind of very much taking the opportunity to disconnect.
Okay.
I don't want to move to the Great Blasket Island for 6 months in this beautiful, amazing adventure and then just sit on my phone scrolling all day.
And we've all been on holidays when we've done that. So that could happen if you did have Wi-Fi. So it's 6 months. So it's not, you know, it's a good time to, I want to say decompress, but I've heard that it's quite busy, especially during tourist season, that you will be very busy working as the caretakers.
Yeah, like we'll definitely be run off our feet at a lot of the time, which is no problem to me. Like, I'm used to that. I've spent most of my life working in the service industry, and that's what I enjoy most, is running around and keeping things ticking and doing everything. Like, that's what I really enjoy. So Connor's going to get a fright because he's going to realize I run a very tight ship.
And what does Connor do usually for work?
Connor works in recruitment.
Okay.
So I've been working in service my entire life, and then the last year I've been working in administration, which is kind of what made me realize it doesn't suit me.
Okay.
You know?
So you are kind of a powerful mix of a recruitment expert and someone who's worked for years in the service industry.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny combination. Like, we're
good
both
for the application.
Good for the application. You know, we're both well able to chat the ear off people. Like, that's like, and we're both have an experience in lots of different things. So, like, Connor also has done lots of tree surgery and stuff like that. So, where I think when we were making the application, we said they would be stupid to take anyone else.
And you both have a background in, you know, connections to an island. Connor has connections to old house restoration. Is that right? But your grandfather was a photographer, an Inish man.
Well, yeah, he wasn't necessarily a photographer, but he went over to do like a little photo project for himself.
Yeah.
In 1942 on Inish Man, and those photos are on display in the hole in the wall at the moment.
Wow.
But they're fabulous photos, you know, they're really, really interesting.
So that's the hole in the wall in Kilkenny City?
Yes, that's the one.
Great stuff. And like, what are your expectations? Like, what do you want to learn from this 6 months?
Yeah, like I think people always ask me, they're like, what are you going to do out there? But I have kind of too long of a list. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be able to get to do everything I want to do.
Like, do you want to see puffins or what is it?
Well, we'll definitely be seeing a lot of wildlife. Mm. We've got our binoculars in the bag, so we're looking forward to maybe seeing some basking sharks and definitely see all the seals and everything. We both have a long, long list of books that we're bringing with us. I want to learn how to do the splits.
Okay.
And I'm just going to be as well, like, improving my Irish over there, hopefully, doing a lot of reading in any downtime that we have, which I don't anticipate there to be too much of, especially in like June, July and August.
Amazing. And I hear it's seal season as well, seal birthing season in September,
yes.
Is it? So you'll get to see all that.
Yeah, so in September, that's when the seals start to have their babies. So hopefully we'll get to see them as well.
Amazing.
And when we go over, there's lambs and stuff on the island too. So we'll get to see all the little cuties.
So it's like going back in time, isn't it? And especially in this social media age, you're just like unplugging.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly our intention with this.
Okay. And is that a deliberate intention? Did you feel that you were living quite a techie life, you know, is technology kind of infringing on your life in a way?
Yeah, I think we both kind of feel that way, you know. I'm sure anyone with an iPhone or a smartphone can relate in that, like, you just end up spending so much time on it that, and you look back and you said, what did I even do there? Mm. Just wasting hours away. Mm-hmm. When I could be doing much more interesting things. Mm. So I guess, you know, we both have been taking steps ourselves to kind of get away from the phones. But I guess this is also, this is the nail in the coffin, you know.
This is a fairly big step.
Exactly, yeah. There's no backing out now.
And how are your family and friends? How have they reacted to it?
Everyone's really excited, you know. Everyone is very, very excited for us. And we're so excited too. You know, when you kind of get, when you're telling people about this, you get one of two reactions. Like, people are either think it's the most amazing, exciting thing in the world, or they're like, why would you do that? Why would you be going out there? So I think if you have to ask a question like that, you'll never understand why you want to do it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And anyone have plans to go out and stay in any of the cottages while you're out there?
Yeah, you know, actually, it's funny. When we had told people originally that we had got the job, actually, two or three of our friends had actually already told us they're actually already booked in to go out there before even knowing that we were going.
Brilliant. So you'll have them to look forward to in the summertime, people coming over to you.
And I'm sure we'll have lots of visitors during the days as well.
Great stuff. And do you get to get off the island at all during the 6 months, or are you just there?
We're just on the island, you know, like, I don't really have any intention of, like, you know, we need to be there as well to run the cottages and everything.
Yeah, of course.
So, we're going to be there. I'm sure if we needed to leave, we could for a night or two. But I don't, like, we knew when we were making the application that we didn't want, that we wanted to throw ourselves fully into it, you know?
Okay. And do you get to talk to people who've done it before to give you any advice or anything?
Yeah, we have actually. We were speaking to James and Camille, who did it last year, and they were so helpful as well and so friendly. So they kind of gave us the inside scoop of the different things to make sure we bring. And
did
like
they
that.
Tell you anything that you hadn't thought of?
They did, yeah. They said the ticks, and I didn't think about ticks.
Of course. Yeah.
So we'll be bringing out the tick removal kits and all sorts. Yeah.
That's the little, like, almost like a tweezers, is it? To check out. Yeah.
So that was the one thing I really hadn't considered, but I guess, you know, you're on an island.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm one of those people that thinks it sounds amazing. I would love to be able to do it 6 months on an island with no phones and no ability to constantly be picking up and looking to see who's contacted me or vice versa. You can, of course, follow the Great Blasket Islands on their Instagram. If you just search Great Blasket Island, and that's what you'll see what Aisling and Connor are doing from April 1st. What do you know what the plan is for your first week? Is it just acclimatizing?
Yeah, so I think we're going to be going out a little bit earlier than the season starts.
Okay.
And I think our intention there is we just want to go and kind of get to know the island before we have all of the guests.
Okay.
We would like to, you know, go explore, get to know the nooks and crannies.
And how big is the island?
It's quite a big, small island.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like James and Camille, who were there last year, said, it is small, but like you will discover something new every time you take a walk around it.
How fabulous.
So that's what we're really excited about. You know, we really want to go. I just can't wait to just get out there and just like be feeling like kind of part of the land and part of the history and part of the culture. And just kind of really feeling the energy from the island. We're really excited.
Amazing. It sounds absolutely fabulous. And even as you're talking, some of the videos from the Instagram on the Great Blasket Island are playing here and it looks so stunning. Of course, it's all the good weather. So fingers crossed for you and a really good summer, Aisling. Thanks a million for talking to me on the Sunday Grill this morning. And best of luck to you and Connor as you head out to the Great Blasket Islands for 6 months. And we'll be able to catch up with everything that you're doing on Great Blasket Island on Instagram. Best of luck with everything.
Thanks so much. Cheers.